My Two Cents. When philosophy interferes with the work of a TV trade journalist, it's better to run for cover before the sobbing starts. By Dom Serafini. The question is it better to do useful work badly or to do useless work well? Useful work could refer to that of a farmer, a fisherman, fisherwoman, or a doctor. On the other hand, a useless job might be that of a Wall Street speculator, a lifestyle coach, or a TV trade journalist. We in the TV trade business do unappreciated work, which is probably considered useless by many, no matter how well we do it. So, to answer the original question, I think it's better to do useful work badly than to do useless work well, since few people really care what we do. And we in the TV trade media sector do something really strange. We depend on executives who know more than we do to get information that we repackage and then send back to those same executives. To overcome these feelings of inadequacy, I console myself by looking at past issues of Video Age or my former publication, Television Radio Age, and marvel at what was written 10, 20, 30, or even 40 years ago. After that, I keep consoling myself thinking that, perhaps, over time, the history books will do justice to the work of TV trade reporters. Today, the industry tends to think that NATPE issues, for example, were a recent creation. But Video Age ran this headline in its March 1982 edition, Soap Talk, Court Shows, Barter Spotlighted at NATPE, Prime Access Market Questioned. And what about the problems with MEEP TV? They were highlighted in Video Age's April 1982 issue. Bernard Chevrier's success linked with TV market scheduling and competition. Chevrier was the founder and organizer of MEEP TV. And MEEP TV's problems didn't end there, because in the April 1983 issue, Video Age reported, buying resurgence seen in Cannes, Columbia not exhibiting, LA screenings looming over. April 1983 was also when Video Age invented the term LA screenings, replacing the less descriptive May screenings. In a further effort to fight those recurrent inadequacy blues, I think back to 1992, when the Hollywood Foreign Press, HFPA, asked Video Age to help revitalize its association. And we obliged with an article in the October 1992 issue titled, Hollywood's Foreign Press No Longer Taking the Bum Rap for Globe Awards, which was an appeal to save the HFPA. Video Age also spotted talent well before others in the industry did. Like that time we focused on the career of a young executive who would go on to become the chairman of Viacom CBS Global Distribution Group. He was interviewed in the April 1990 issue of Video Age with a headline that said, When Armando Nunez Jr. Speaks, Bumpy Road Ahead. Today, after 35 years in the TV business, Nunez is recognized as an authority in the industry and serves as an advisor to the group. A recent endeavor undertaken by Video Age is to recognize the contribution of those TV executives who really did not need Video Age. Some might have even considered us a nuisance with our International TV Distribution Hall of Fame features. These and other considerations make me think that we, in the TV trade industry, have made some significant contributions to the industry, first by anticipating trends and putting current challenges into perspective, and second, by providing historical references while celebrating past executives. This has been My Two Cents by Dom Serafini.